This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India has asked the International Monetary Fund to reconsider its financial assistance to Pakistan. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that a large portion of the funds will be directed towards supporting terror-related infrastructure within Pakistan. Addressing the air warriors at Air Force Station Bhuj this afternoon, he said in today's times, any form of economic assistance to Pakistan is no less than terror financing. Mr. Singh commended the Indian Air Force for its swift and decisive action during Operation Sindoor, stating that it made all Indians proud, both at home and abroad. Mr. Singh said that it took just 23 minutes for the Air Force to dismantle terrorist infrastructure being harbored in Pakistan.
साथियों ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ने यह स्पष्ट संदेश दे दिया है कि हमने शांति के लिए जितना अपना दिल खोल कर रखा है शांति को नष्ट करने वालों के विरुद्ध उतना ही अपना हाथ भी खोल कर रखा है एक और बात मैं यहां साफ कहना चाहूंगा कि ऑपरेशन सिंदूर अभी खत्म नहीं हुआ है जो कुछ भी हुआ है वह सिर्फ एक ट्रेलर मात्र था अब जब भी सही समय आएगा तो हम पूरी पिक्चर भी दुनिया को दिखाएंगे
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that Operation Sindoor is a unique symbol of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's strong political will, accurate information from intelligence agencies, and the infallible striking capability of our three armies. He said this after inaugurating new multi-agency center in Delhi for intelligence sharing purpose. The government is planning to send multi-party delegations to different countries to present India's stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism in the wake of Operation Sindoor. Sources said each delegation is expected to have a group of MPs from both ruling and opposition parties. Senior Congress leader Jairam Ramesh told reporters in New Delhi that Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has spoken to his party president Mallikarjun Kharge over this diplomatic outreach initiative. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the 58th Gyanpeeth Award on Sanskrit scholar Jagatguru Rambhadracharya in New Delhi for the year 2023. Jagatguru Rambhadracharya and renowned Urdu poet and lyricist Gulzar have been selected for this prestigious award for 2023. These eminent personalities have been honored with this award for their outstanding contribution in the field of literature. Speaking on the occasion, the president congratulated both the literary personalities. On the occasion, Jagatguru Rambhadracharya expressed happiness on receiving the award, saying his literary work was recognized.
भारतीय ज्ञानपीठ इन दो शब्दों में भारत भूमि में विकसित ज्ञान तथा सृजन की परंपराओं की मूलभूत एकता व्यक्त होती है ये एकता पूरी भारत में व्याप्त भावनात्मक सांस्कृतिक और साहित्यिक एकता की अभिव्यक्ति है भारत की सभी भाषाओं के साहित्य में भारत की मिट्टी की महक होती है
In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces have termed the recent anti-terror operations in Kulgam and Pulwama districts as significant, resulting in the elimination of 6 terrorists. Addressing the media in Srinagar, Major General Dhananjay Joshi, GOC Victor Force, IGP Kashmir VK Birdi, and IGP Operations CRPF Mitesh Kumar provided details of the 48-hour-long operation. IGP VK Birdi emphasized the importance of intensified counter-terror efforts following a recent incident in Pehelgam, adding that the operations were carried out without any collateral damage. After facing an insurmountable defeat in the skies, Pakistan is now extending its delusional claims to the digital sphere. In an ironic course of events, Pakistan, whose Air Force wings were clawed down by the eagles of Indian Air Defense, is now calling itself the King of Skies. Various social media accounts are circulating an image of a UK newspaper, the Daily Telegraph, quoting Pakistan Air Force, the undisputed King of Skies. However, the reality is that the circulated image is AI-generated and no such article has been carried by the Daily Telegraph. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with modest losses, snapping its two-day rising streak amid mixed global cues. 30 share index at BSE Sensex slipped 200 points to close at 82,331. And that is the end of this news bulletin.